The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Why not?
Even though I was JP here before Jonathan was hired in, but he kind of claimed JP.
One of my oldest friends is a JP.
Really?
He's old. I'm old. We've been friends since we were like four.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's
hey, don't really miss nice. A minute of The Fan on the Odyssey app. Tune in live or rewind to any moment throughout the day and favorite 92.3 The Fan. And Browns Audio, well, you'll get that sent right to your deal right there. It's so easy to get. So it's all the best of the Browns content filtered right to your phone, including the weekly Best of the Browns Collection show segments. It's all from 92.3thefan.com.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Chris Antonetti with Nick and Jonathan yesterday. And Andy, before we hear some of the things he had to say, how big of an offseason is this for them? Are expectations through the roof because of what they did last year, or was last year such an unexpected pleasure that expectations are not that high? I'm not sure how I feel about that yet.
I think they're better off with not having high expectations and then delivering. How's that sound? That's what happened last year. We had no expectations last year. None. I expected them to be middle of the pack the entire season. Not the worst team in the Central, but definitely not the best. And so when you overachieve and your bullpen is just star-studded and spectacular, all of a sudden you're like, wow, wait a minute, what's going on here? How are they doing this? And then you get really excited, and then the whole spirit of the season emerges as the season goes on. So yeah. It's kind of more fun that way. So I'm just assuming that, you know, no major moves. And I'm expecting them to, or maybe like one that might go, oh. And that guy will be somebody that had pretty decent success somewhere else, or at least decent success against the Indians/Guardians.
Okay. Well, they've already made one big move, and that was the Andrés Giménez trade.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big move.
Yeah?
No, it's a big move.
You traded away the guy that you gave the second biggest contract to on your team.
But offensively, was it a big move?
Well, it was a big move because you gave him a big commitment. So you moved on from...
Bigger move, having the first overall pick in the draft or letting him go?
Letting him go.
But you know your first overall pick in the draft who plays the same position he does is going to be there before you know it, so...
Well, you sure hope so because you just traded away...
If you didn't, you should quit. Like, if you miss on the number one overall, you should just quit.
Well, they...
You with me or am I wrong?
You're wrong.
You should just quit.
This is the MLB draft.
Nope.
This isn't the NFL draft. This isn't the NBA draft.
Where's Spencer Torkelson when you need him?
Come on, man. If you've got the, you have your choice of any baseball player in America.
Do we really want to play this game?
I want Josh Allen. I want Josh Allen.
Pull up MLB drafts, look up the number one overall picks, and you'll start laughing.
Let me do this.
Anyhow.
Hang on.
We're getting the train back on the tracks.
No, this track is.
Chris Antonetti spoke yesterday with the afternoon guys. He was nice enough to join them.
Yes.
And he was asked about Andrés Giménez, the trade, and the money that the team is saving, and where might that money end up being used?
Exactly what that looks like, I'm not quite sure. It'll depend upon what opportunities are available to us. But our goal is to build a winning team in 2025 and continue to do that for the foreseeable future. And that's how we look at it. And where the external investments might, or where the additional investments might come from, whether that's extensions for guys internally, additional acquisitions through trades or free agents, we have opportunity to pursue all of those avenues.
Okay.
That was some good corporate speak, but if you listen closely.
So we have this pile of money here, and then we have this pile of money here, but that doesn't necessarily mean that this pile of money is going to be used for that pile of money.
They're gonna pay people. Who are here to stick around. That's what I think is going to happen.
Dan, I know we disagree on number one
overall. On most everything in life?
Well, no. I mean, it's not like Paul Skeens is any good. But my question for you then is...
Here's Andy going back to prove his point. Derailing the show.
I've already proved my point, and you can put the train wherever you want. You think they're going to spend money. That's what you just said.
I think they'll use it and invest it in other... ways. Now, does that mean Lane Thomas? Does that mean Josh Naylor? I don't know.
Oh, so you're not saying they're going to go out and get someone with this, but they're going to redistribute the money they saved.
It might be as critical to keep people you have.
Right. Do you agree with what he's saying or not?
How's Mickey Moniak doing?
Oh, okay. So you're going to take one, and how about Jackson Holliday? Is he any good?
We don't know.
Well, I'm just saying.
How about Henry Davis? Same exact thing.
How about Spencer Torkelson? You want to talk about him?
He was in the minors last year.
How about Adley Rutschman?
Rutschman popped. That's a good one.
All right, sorry.
Rutschman popped. That's a good one. Casey Mize is another one who just started popping. I mean, it's the MLB draft.
What are they, pimples?
You're doing the best that you
How hope, about Dansby Swanson?
No, you hope that the pimples are the ones that haven't turned out yet.
How you feeling about Dansby Swanson?
He's okay.
He's been good. How about your boy Brady Aiken, who's not playing?
I'm not familiar with Brady Aiken. I'm not a big fan.
You should be. Your team drafted him.
Yeah, I know. I'm just kind of a...
How about Mark Appel? How's he doing?
Nice guy. I mean, his name starts with a ball.
He's a good pitching coach now, isn't he?
Yeah.
Garrett Cole, how'd he work out?
How in the world did you go with...
How did Bryce Harper work out?
We already mentioned Bryce Harper.
Yeah, I'm going to mention him again. How about Steven Strasburg? How did he work out?
So they're going to redistribute some of this money.
Can we say that there's a 60 to 70% hit rate? Okay,
sure.
All right.
I'll listen to that one. It's just not one of those things that you go out and go, he screwed up the first pick. He should be fired.
It's not like no.
Yeah, but this is an organization that sometimes goes in the room and says, you really believe in this guy? We're going to take this guy? Okay, put your job on the line. That's happened before with these guys.
Not like football where you would take Josh Allen late. Anyhow.
How'd Chipper Jones work out?
Anyhow.
That Ted Griffey Jr. guy had a pretty good career.
We talked about the money with Giménez. Okay. Now the problem now might be, or an opportunity, you have to replace him at second base, and you have to replace him in 2025.
And we think we've got a really interesting group of players that can contribute at second base. Guys that, again, were on the roster last year, and some guys that were in our minor league system that we feel are ready to contribute. So we do believe there's a possibility to get more production at second base. And then we're hopeful and believe that, again, we've had the youngest roster in baseball, had a young roster again last year. That's a good group to bet on that they're going to continue to improve.
I'm going to be a sound like a bad guy when I say this.
Uh-oh, Jeff.
Other players on the Major League roster who blah, 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 blah. Oh, please don't give me Tyler Freeman and Daniel Schneeman at second base. And I thought they both did a solid job last year. Give me Juan Brito at second base, and let's see if the guy you've been telling us was worth Nolan Jones, although Nolan had a bad year last year, and who was the best hitter in the organization last year, arguably. Let him play second base and let's see what you have.
Hmm. I'm just contemplating Rocchio for a minute here while you're saying this.
Rocchio is going to be your shortstop.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you need a shortstop.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't want to see Gabe Arias rolled out there again. We've seen plenty of Gabe, and I wouldn't put him at second base anyway because he's got such a big arm.
I don't know.
You could turn Rocchio into a second baseman, arguably.
Right.
But that means you got to have a shortstop. I think with Travis Bazzana on the way, I wouldn't move Rocchio to second. I would keep Rocchio at short and see if he can become that shortstop. I think he showed that he can be during the postseason.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Because he's got a great glove.
I'm looking at Fangraphs and their depth chart. Did you see they give Bazzana a 22% chance of, have you seen this?
Makes sense.
Yeah. Martinez, 50% chance.
Guy's not played above A-ball, Travis Bazzana, the number one pick out of Oregon State. Next year, we'll probably start the year in AA. What happens if you start hot in AA? Well, the guys get moved up to the majors.
Yeah, that's true.
Antonetti was asked by Nick and JP, how soon might Bazzana be in Cleveland?
It's really hard to say. Travis just got acclimated to the organization last year at high A and did a very good job with that first initial exposure to professional baseball. So what we're focused on with him is allowing him to have a really productive offseason, come into spring training, and then see where that takes him.
Could you bring him up too soon and mess him up big time? I don't know that you could, to be perfectly honest. Look what the Orioles did with Jackson Holliday, the name you mentioned earlier, former number one pick.
Yeah, how'd that work?
Well, he was up and he wasn't very good. And they sent him back down. And then they brought him back up and then they sent him back down.
Okay.
And that's kind
still
of
young.
That's okay, actually. That's okay. Think about how many times Jim Thome went back and forth between the majors and the minors before he actually stuck. It was a number of times.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of an old school way of getting guys acclimated. But I would be okay with that. And it wouldn't mean that Bazzana was a failure if he came up and it didn't work and he had to go back down to AAA. So I wouldn't mind seeing him here post-All-Star break. However, I'd much prefer Juan Brito to play second base, Bazzana to make sure that he's good to go, and move on from there. What'd you think of what Antonetti had to say? 216-474-0092. I'd like to hear from you. There's also the thought of bringing in outside guys from the organization to improve things position-wise. What did Chris say about that? We'll get into that coming up on Baskin and Phelps.